You ever get the feeling that God is ignoring you? Life can get that way sometimes. Read the book of Job. Get a little bit of a deeper understanding of what that feeling is like. You have a man suffering for a long time, losing everything he has in his health, and why is this happening to me? Why is God not answering my prayers? Why am I suffering? I visited my family over the holidays. Got to see my father, my mother, my siblings, and my grandmother. My father has been disabled for many years now, suffering from an autoimmune disease that has just destroyed him. He used to walk with a cane, now he is in a power chair. His health is rapidly degrading. He's not even 60. I have a very healthy family, we have good genetics, always ate healthy and exercise, but he was double vaccinated as a child, which over the years has taken him from a happy, healthy, functional human being to a crippled, broken man. We've tried many techniques, different medicines, vitamins, stem cells, E-stem, exercise, stretching, to try to get him better. Hyperbaric oxygen treatments, vitamin IV infusions, MMS. So many different things we've tried over the years, and it's just not working. When I'm around my father, I really feel like he is just given up. He's so depressed. It's depressing just being around him. My family life was great growing up. My parents had a really good relationship. Never argued with each other. Raised us upright. Christian home, went to church, had good morals. I'm sure he thinks many days, why is this happening to me? I mean, I never heard my parents swearing ever or had conflict in the home like so many people experience. It's kind of a more normal thing these days, but I feel like I got more of a classical 1950s, 60s type home environment throughout my life, being raised by my parents. They did an amazing job. I have an amazing family. But the family has been eroded away by many different factors, being separated from each other and losing touch and just grasping to entertainment instead of family, I've also noticed has really been a strain on the relationships that we used to have with each other. Now people seem to be more in touch with their television shows that they watch or the entertainment they're involved in, whether it be video games or sports, the communities that they're living in. We used to all live within an hour of each other back when I was younger. We'd always go visit Grandma and Grandpa, have family get-togethers at the house, play in the backyard, snowball fights when it was wintertime. It was amazing. That classical American family type picture was what I got to experience growing up, but eventually moved away and the family just kind of got separated. Everybody started going their own directions and the family relationships really broke down. Just being around my father as his health degraded, the support just wasn't there because the family wasn't there. We're at a point now, I don't know if it's possible to raise my father's spirits because nothing makes him happy. He's been so miserable for so long that it's just sad. He doesn't like to do anything. He doesn't want to go outside. He doesn't want to be around most people. He gets up in the morning, he has breakfast, and my mother takes care of him as best as she can, and he just sits there all day doing nothing but being miserable. I don't really know what's going on in his head, but he just looks miserable all day long. I feel like I've tried everything to get him better, but nothing seems to be working. I don't know why my father's suffering, but I believe I have an idea why he's not getting better, and I want to share this with people because it might help somebody else. I have noticed over the years that my father's health has been degrading. He never takes part in helping himself. It's almost like he feels it's not his problem. He's an engineer. I think he might feel that because his problem is a medical issue, and because he's an engineer, it's outside of his scope to deal with. I'm just guessing because I've never really talked to him about it. I don't know how to like bring this up to him. And it's just, I feel like I just make him more depressed if I were to say, hey, Dad, you know, you really got to take a more active stance in making yourself better, get more involved. I mean, when I was doing exercises with him and I was really involved in his therapy, I mean, twice a day, I'd be getting on him about doing the exercises. I'd help do the exercises with him. This was back when he was in a scooter. He could still relatively get around fairly well. He could transfer himself. He could still stand up with the help of a walker or some furniture and do some half squats or get on the ground on a sliding platform with a foot. There's a foot. I can't remember what these things are called, but there's a platform for your feet and you can slide up and down. You could do, in a sense, like a leg press against some resistance bands. I mean, we're doing fairly well with the exercises, but he never wanted to do them. He very, very rarely wanted to do his exercises or take part in solving his issue. It was so frustrating for me to come to him for his therapy and to get this attitude of like, well, I don't want to do my exercises. I mean, I'd always ask him, hey, Dad, you know, it's time to do your exercises. You want to do your exercises? And many times he would begrudgingly kind of like nod his head like, oh, okay, you know, fine, we'll do the exercises. Some other times he would just say, no, you know, I'm just too tired. I can't help but try to bring some clarity to this situation so that other people might benefit from what I've dealt with. Because I really believe it has to do with your attitude. If my father took a proactive stance in making himself better and saying, you know what, every single day waking up and saying, you know what, I am going to beat this. I am going to get better. I'm going to take the steps and do the proper things that are going to get me better. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to ask for God's help. I don't think that, well, I know that attitude's not there, and I don't know if he ever prays for God's help, but I don't see it in his attitude. I don't see I'm going to overcome. How many stories have you folks read about with people who have horrible problems in life or health issues that are crippling, and they just say, I'm going to solve this. I'm going to do whatever it takes to walk again or use my body in the way that I'm supposed to and overcome this sickness or this disease or this disorder. There's plenty of stories out there of people overcoming, but they have that attitude. I will overcome. I've never seen that with my father. And I think that's what's kept him in bad health. Not only that, but his depression. Your outlook on life affects your health. There are so many studies that prove this. If you feel terrible every day and you're in the pits, your body is going to feel terrible every day and your health is going to deteriorate. If you wake up every day saying, you know what, I'm going to get after it. I might not be feeling well, but I'm going to feel better. I'm going to make myself better. It's so frustrating. So frustrating just being around my father because he never had this attitude. I feel like he had the attitude that this was somebody else's problem to solve because he's just an engineer. It's outside of his expertise. You know, this is for healthcare professionals. This is for a doctor to solve. No. If you are suffering from a health issue or something else, it's your problem to fix. It is your problem to fix. It's not my problem. It's not the doctor's problem. They may be able to help you with your issue, but you have to be the one to say, I'm coming to you for help and we're going to beat this together. Or tell me what to do. How can I solve this? It was literally driving me mad being around my father. And when I say mad, I mean angry. Because I was spending all of this effort to try to help put my father into even better spirits. I mean, not just, hey, let's do some exercises. Hey, let's try this. Let's try that. But also, hey, Dad, you know, you really got to improve your mental state. You have to. I can't remember all the conversations I had with him. I just tried to put it bluntly. Hey, Dad, you know, you got to feel better. You have to improve your mental state. You can't just be depressed all the time. It is going to kill you. Put you in an early grave. And he would, you know, when I give him the short pep talk, he nods his head, and I'm sure that he understands that is the case, but he just doesn't do it. He just doesn't do it. And there's so much in this experience that I've had trying to help my father that I feel like I need to tell other people about, because I know there are many out there dealing with similar situations, and maybe this will help somebody else. But my father, he just doesn't take control. He doesn't want to be in charge. My mother, I mean, if I hate to say this, I don't want this to sound bad, but if it wasn't his disorder, his disease that is killing him so bad, I mean, he's also getting nagged to death by my mother, unfortunately. I mean, she tells him everything. Like, she tells him every little thing to do. You know, pull the chair in before you get to the table. Do this. I mean, every little thing she. If you just heard an audio recording of my mother talking to my father, you'd think that she was talking to a child. And I think that's another issue, is that she needs to treat him like a man. I mean, he's been so berated and broken down by his deteriorating health. It doesn't help when he's treated like a child, unfortunately. And another issue is that he doesn't stand up. He doesn't take charge like a man should take charge. And it, just because your health is bad doesn't mean that you're not a man. And if you read in the Bible, God wants the man as the head of the house. In fact, this was part of the punishment when Adam and Eve sinned. God said, Adam will be the head of the household. When the man doesn't take charge of his household, you're going to have problems. You're going to have lots of problems. And I've seen that in my household just growing up with a father that was an amazing dad. My parents did an amazing job, but my father allowed my mother to take charge in everything. And that really was not a good thing. It really wasn't. It affected me in a negative way when it came to my relationships with women. Some of the relationships I had broke down a lot because I was tuned from growing up in a household with a different structure than the man should be in charge. And that did not help me out in my early relationships. I've learned since then, and I have been able to adapt myself to the biblical model of a man, which is the way God made things. So just these experiences I want to share with people because so much of this goes unspoken, and we just kind of live our lives, especially in the modern day, with a zombie-like trance all the time. And another, probably the biggest issue that I could bring up here, not only with my father not just taking charge and overcoming his problem with a positive attitude, it's the television that's really killing him, in my opinion. The obsession with TV shows and sports is not only destroying my father's health, but destroying a lot of families and the connection that they have with each other. It's crazy what's going on in the modern day. People are giving up their connections with each other for something that is absolutely meaningless and plants a lot of subliminal messages into your subconscious that are going to cause lots of issues. I don't know if you've all noticed, but most of the popular TV shows like Family Guy, The Simpsons, The King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond, Seinfeld, a lot of these shows have a subliminal message in them telling you, especially with the married couples, that the man is a buffoon. And these guys, like The King of Queens especially, and Family Guy, The Simpsons, all of these shows that portray the father as a fat buffoon and the attractive wife as the voice of reason, is really flipping families upside down. When you don't have a strong man as the head of the family, you're going to have problems. The man needs to take charge and protect the family from things you're going to encounter in the world. But these TV shows are always putting down the man. It's always the husband is doing something foolish during the episode, and then the wife has to come in and, you know, forgive him at the end of the show or put something right. Or they're always trying to sink something by their wife. And usually it has to do with sports, going to the game, or just something really foolish. And then the woman has to, you know, step up and essentially be the man. I think watching these TV shows has really had an impact on my father and the way that he acts throughout his life. The obsession with sports. A lot of times when I'm trying to do his exercises, like get him to do his exercises or do the things that he needs to do to get better. I mean, I didn't just have physical exercises for him to do. I had breathing exercises. If you guys ever heard of Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method, doing certain breathing exercises to try to cure your problem. I mean, I tried to get him on that and all types of things to help him out. But he was way more interested in flipping on the television than concentrating on improving his health. And he was also working. Yeah, he worked his job until he physically couldn't, he wasn't able to anymore. What is the priority, folks? Making money or improving your health? If you got to quit your job for a month, 6 months or a year or something, you got to focus on your health. I mean, now he's in a chair. He can't work now. He can't move his legs. He's in a power chair. He has trouble moving his upper body, and he has trouble talking now. He's barely functional. Because in the time that he was functional and able to heal himself with a positive attitude and exercises and treatments, he wasn't doing that. He was going to work, coming home from work, being too tired to do his exercises and just wanted to flip on the TV or obsess over sports. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. One of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God. Not the TV, not the sports. There's a lot of Christians out there who are probably wondering why things aren't working out. Oh, I live a godly life. I go to church. I give to the church. And how come things aren't working out for me? Well, compare that the time that you're spending with God, whether it be at church or in prayer or reading the Bible, to the time that is spent watching sports, watching television. Television has destroyed my connection with my family. And I used to watch a lot of television as well. I used to spend a lot of time entertaining myself with useless things, absolutely useless. And that also destroyed over time my relationship with my family. I didn't realize this until years ago when I just threw it all out the window. All of these worthless things I was spending my time absorbing entertainment. And I realized how useless it was. I realized how it was destroying my relationships. Now, it's like you're coming out of the matrix and everybody else is in their matrix, and it's been so long since you had much of a relationship with them. You're kind of trying to have a relationship with them now, and you're a bit weird because you don't watch TV anymore. I mean, every time they flip on the TV, I can't be watching it. So I go read a book or do something constructive with my time, because my time and your time is worth so much more than sitting in front of that TV. Let me tell you, you are wasting your time. Your time is extremely valuable. You have skills. You have an amazing ability to develop your talent. Everybody has their unique talents. Spend time developing your talents instead of sitting in front of a TV. TV is killing my father. It's destroyed my relationships with my family and their relationships with each other, because they don't. When I got home for the Christmas break, there's not much to talk about because they don't do much of anything. My father just sits there suffering. My mother, you know, she has to work now to support my father, and outside of work, they're mostly just watching what's on TV, and then the occasional treatments that they have my father going to. And that's about it. There's not much conversation to have. I mean, whoa, what are you going to talk about? It's very depressing. I mean, we just kind of have grandma over and talk about old stories from when we used to have a relationship with each other when I was younger. And the kids were all, I'd get together with all my cousins, and the aunts and uncles would come over. It was amazing. Family time is amazing. If you have a strong family connection, it's great. It's better than anything else you could experience. If you have a great family and you're doing family get-togethers all the time, it's a great family bond. But all of that has really just been dissolved. And people now, they're so sucked into their phones because you have instant entertainment, instant information. We are like walking zombies now. Wake yourself up from what's going on. Don't let your health deteriorate because you're too busy watching something on the television. The morals that you're soaking in from these shows are going to degrade you Let's just even just take Seinfeld, for example. This is a show that we all used to watch many years ago. And oh, but it's clean, you know? They don't swear or do anything else. But if you look at the themes, if you kind of look more deeply into the themes of some of the shows that Seinfeld puts out, I mean, Seinfeld himself is this comedian. He's got this apartment in New York City, and he's constantly fornicating with different women and using them as tools and jokes for his routines. You have George, the slacker, who is finding ways to always skip out on work, using welfare to his advantage, sleeping under his desk when he does have a job, trying to convince unemployment to keep sending him checks because he's calling around to pretend like he's getting a job. I remember, you know, one episode he's running back into Jerry's apartment because he gave Jerry's phone number out to one of the unemployment offices as a place where he was applying for a job. So he needs him to lie and say, yeah, I was trying to get you a job for my, you know, soap company or whatever it was. So I guess some of this is kind of funny the way that they present it to you, but I would encourage you to go online and start checking out some of these episodes without the laugh track and see how funny it is. It's not funny. I even remember an episode when George pretended that he was handicapped in a wheelchair just so that he could have access to the handicapped bathroom, so he could have his own private bathroom and benefits with this particular company. He pretended that he was a cripple. Why is that funny? If somebody did that in real life, is that funny? If somebody pretended to be a cripple to get benefits in real life, would you laugh? Why is it funny when it's being projected to you on the television? Think about what this is doing to your subconscious. So some of these other shows, like Two and a Half Men, you got this playboy fornicator who actually does it in real life. I mean, Charlie Sheen has come out. I'm sure everybody's familiar with his crazy comments about tiger's blood and taking all these drugs and living with prostitutes. And he's doing the same thing in his show where they've got this kid on the show. He's got his brother who's kind of a loser. Even though he's a successful doctor, the brother's portrayed as a loser who's always desperately trying to get with women and do what his handsome brother is doing and sleep around. And then you got the kid right there in the middle of everything that's going on in that show. It's just filthy when you think about it. Even Everybody Loves Raymond has a lot of filth in it. Raymond's brother was dating a virgin, and she decided to sleep with him before they got married just because, oh, well, I feel like you're the one and I'm tired of waiting. And right after they did, one of his neighbors knocked on his door and was like, oh, hey, you know, you guys really interrupted our Bible study. I find it interesting that they're portraying the Christians having a Bible study as the squares. You know, they're so uncool that they're saying that you shouldn't be fornicating while we're trying to have Bible study. And you have so many instances in that show where Raymond is trying to avoid his wife, avoid his kids, so that he can watch sports. He didn't want to go out dancing with his wife, so he sent his brother to go out dancing with his wife. He was just like, oh, hey, why don't you just go take my wife out dancing? I just want to watch sports. You rarely see the kids in these shows. They're always just focusing on how deadbeat dad wants to enjoy the sports and how that's more important than the kids or his relationship with his wife. The only thing my father really has a connection to now is useless sports. When he's sitting there, he just goes onto his phone and pulls up football stuff. And it's the only time I see him smile is when some of the football stuff is going on and the guys are, commentators are making jokes or just talking about the football game. And it's so sad, because his family's right there and he doesn't really care. He's just so miserable that the only attachment he really cares to spend time on is his focus on sports, which is completely useless. Who won the Super Bowl 10 years ago? Does anybody care? What about 3 years ago or last year? Nobody really cares. I'm not against sports in general. It's a great activity. People should get out there and do athletics. It's healthy for you. But this obsession we have with professional sports is very unhealthy. Is that game ever going to get you to the next level of what you're trying to achieve? Is it going to increase your knowledge on any particular subject? Is it going to bring you closer to God? Are you going to help anybody with however many touchdowns a certain quarterback is throwing or how many Super Bowls that they've won? Does it truly make you happy? I know that it doesn't, because my father's absolutely miserable. I wonder what would happen if my father turned to God instead of the sports. I wonder what would happen if he prayed for healing day after day, or in his spare time, he just spent that time with God. I wonder what would happen if my father read his Bible instead of watching the television. I wonder what would happen if my father dedicated his time and his efforts to getting closer to God instead of ignoring him. I'm sure that there are those out there that feel like God is ignoring them. But I would propose to you, are you ignoring God? What are you spending your time on? Is it honoring God? When you're watching the movie or the TV show, are they taking God's name in vain? Are they lying? How many popular shows out there are centered around murder and killing others? Committing adultery? They got a show called Desperate Housewives, Married Women, Seeking Affairs, Sex in the City, women running around fornicating, Friends, a little cute sitcom about all these adults living in the city messing around with each other. What kind of evil are you allowing into your home through that television? I remember coming by and seeing my father watching a show where this person was getting their head ripped off. I couldn't believe how graphic this stuff he was watching is. And this is a conservative Christian all his life, going to church. And yet, over time, the breakdown happens. If you get barraged with so much of this sinful behavior through your television, you're going to become numb to it. And that's what happened. I remember when the movie Sin City came out. This was back when I was watching TV, and I never thought much about any of this stuff. I just was like, oh, cool little movie that came out. And they didn't want it in their home because they didn't want their church friends to see a movie called Sin City sitting on the bookshelf where the DVDs are. But now you got Game of Thrones out, or people are just, it's unbelievable what's happening on that television screen. And it is numbing people to all sorts of sinful behavior. They may not be involved in it, but they're sitting there watching it. Think about the implications. Aren't all the popular shows just full of witchcraft now? You got the vampires, you've got the Twilight stuff going on, you have all of these popular movies and TV that have wizards, witchcraft, witches running around. Why is that? The Bible specifically condemns witches and wizards to stay away from them. So if people are spending all of this time consuming magic and witchcraft on their TVs, if you ever look at a TV stand, doesn't it look similar to an altar? What's on, what is on top of that altar? How is this affecting you spiritually? You may go to church, you may pray, you may read your Bible, but what else are you doing with your time? What are you doing that's separating you from God? You cannot serve two masters. If you're going to walk with God, you need to focus on what He wants for your life. I believe that people are separating themselves from God with what they choose to spend their time on. Worshipping idols. Don't they have that TV show called American Idol that people spent so many hours watching and they got all these spinoffs now? What about your sports heroes? Oh, you're my idol. Isn't that a common phrase for famous people? If you're watching movies or TV shows, I mean, isn't that your idol that you're worshiping? You may not be bowing down literally before it, but you're sitting down in front of it for hours and hours and hours. I used to be in the same boat. And let me tell you, when I threw all that out and I stopped, I've never looked back. I've never missed it. I cannot watch movies or TV anymore. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't have a desire to do it. The amount of knowledge and skills and my relationship with God that has increased exponentially since I got rid of those things from my life has been amazing. I wouldn't trade it for any amount of entertainment. I would encourage you to do the same. Get rid of these idols. Get right with God. Build a relationship with Him, and He will bless you.